the Gelded End. With caution and care, he would introduce me gently. At 7 years old, I would watch the game intently. I wasn't on the terrace, so instead I'd just pretend that I was cheering Leeds United from the Gelded End. At 8 years old, he would take me to the ground. The roar when Lee Shap scored was a legendary sound. We were sitting in the family stand, instead I'd have to lend a fraction of the action in the Gelded End. By the time I made the grade, my age would nearly double. I tried to make my name at some away game trouble. Shaven head, tattooed neck, desperate just to blend. Intention soon diverted from the Gelded End. My attitude was enhanced with alcohol's incitement. I soon became addicted to adrenaline and excitement. The terrace chants would often have a tendency to offend. Behaviour rather blurry in the Gelded End. On several occasions, the game itself was missed. Consumed by terrace banter and often far too pissed. Stood at the bar for the second half would soon become a trend. So why did we even bother making tracks to the Gelded End? The controversial carryings on would soon become a presence. My only saving grace was being trapped in adolescence. It took a beating just to stop me going round the bend, and I finally found that football fills the Gelded End. Life as a Leeds United fan is often rather torrid, and slipping through divisions is nothing short of horrid. Distraction often tarnishing the badge that we defend, but you'll always see us proud and tall in the grand old Gelded End. Dedicated to Don Revie, marching on together.